call for action to save wildlife. Humans share Earth with many different kinds of wildlife. However, many of our animal and plant friends may not be around for much longer. According to the first comprehensive report on biodiversity, released by the United Nations in May, 1 million of Earth's 8 million species are threatened with extinction, including amphibians, marine mammals, and insects. Humans are mainly to blame for the danger. According to the report, the world's population has more than doubled from 3.7 to 7.6 billion in the last 50 years. Humans have used more than a third of the world's land, and 75% of freshwater supplies grow crops and keep livestock. As a result, there are fewer habitats and fewer natural resources available, as well as more pollution. Because of human activities, the global rate of species extinction over the past 50 years has been already at least tens to hundreds of times higher than it has averaged over the past 10 million years, the report noted. The species extinction could have serious influences on ecosystem. When you lose a species, think of it like a fabric, and you're taking and plucking one of the strings. Brett Schreffers, an ecologist at the University of Florida, US, told NBC News. Over time, the fabric gets looser and less stable. These are the types of changes we're observing where entire ecosystems collapse. These developments lead scientists to believe that there could be a sixth mass extinction, the first to be caused by humans, according to The Guardian. There have been 5 mass extinctions before, the last being 65 million years ago. That time, it was the dinosaurs that died out. The evidence is clear. The future will be bad for us if we don't act now. There is no future for us without nature, Sandra Diaz, co-author of the report, told National Geographic. To deal with the problem, many countries have taken action. For example, don't buy products made from illegal wildlife parts and reduce water waste. Each individual action has a ripple effect, and every person can make a difference. Through a mass, we can turn the tide, said Claudia Sobrevilla from Global Wildlife Program, according to official website of the World Bank.